Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samachyas Simites. And we're discussing Mrs. Shechus Kabona. So before we do the Chayyadim, just want to add one more thought, which is somewhat of a Makshava Hashkafa thought. Let's give the following mashal. A person enters the army and he learns how to shoot a gun in the army. Part of the training of a soldier is that he knows how to shoot a gun well and aim it well, under pressure, while moving, various different trainings that they give. He's also trained to shoot on command, because part of the way we want to train the soldier is when in the heat of battle, his commanding officer says that he should shoot, he will automatically respond and shoot. So it becomes an automatic reflex based on the command of the commanding officer. As opposed to the person having to take time to think about it, which would not be safe in the context of a battlefield. So a person enjoys the training for how to shoot. He enjoys the idea of shooting a gun, and he's being mechaven for this training for his own pleasure, his own purpose to get the expertise in shooting the gun. He doesn't really gain the training necessarily of shooting because the commander said so. He's more doing it because he wants it. So when it comes to the battlefield, that's going to be to his detriment. On the other hand, the person who does it has no personal interest in doing it. He's doing it because the commanding officer said to do it. What is happening is that in some way he's becoming an extension of the commanding officer. Every time the officer says to shoot, and he responds by shooting, what's happening is that his hand and his arm and his action is an expression of the command of the master, of the commanding officer. So applying that mashal to mitzvahs and to Hashem, when we do a mitzvah because we want to do the mitzvah, we have various different motivations why we would like to do the mitzvah. So in a certain sense, it's not Hashem's command which is being expressed, it's our interests which are being expressed. But we do it because Hashem commanded to do it, so besides the action being done, there's an expression of a command being done, and in that moment we become an extension of Hashem. Hashem's command has moved our mind and our limbs to do whatever is supposed to happen. So we are the vehicle to express the Ratzon of Hashem in the Bria. So by doing a mitzvah, l'shei mitzvah, we become, as it were, the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this action to take place. So at that moment, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvah functions as a vehicle to connect the human being to their creator by doing the mitzvah, l'shei mitzvah. And therefore, they become the physical expression of the Ratzon of Hashem, just like the soldier becomes the physical expression of the command of the officer. We become the physical expression of the command of Hashem, so we become Hashem's shliach in the world for the X to happen. So we touch Hashem through doing a mitzvah, l'shei mitzvah. The Chayyadim says tzorach shechaven lotzeis b'mitzvah zu. So a person has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah, like we paskin mitzvah shichus kabana. So a person, again, does not have to have fancy Kabbalistic thoughts. A person has to have a very basic thought process. I'm doing this because it's Hashem's mitzvah, the Shem mitzvah. Person thinks two words, the Shem mitzvah, person will fulfill the concept of mitzvah shichus kavana. The Chayyadim is paskening mitzvah shichus kavana. The person has to have kavana when he does the mitzvah. Therefore, not only is it an extra added mile of having kavana, it's going to be ma'akev, it's going to be determinative whether one fulfills the mitzvah or not. So a person has to have that kavana in mind when they do the mitzvah. V'davka mitzvah deraisa. However, the Magen Avraham says that we paskin mitzvah tzichus kavana by deraisa. We paskin mitzvah ein tzichus kavana by derabbanan. So by the Rabbanan, as long as the action was done, that is sufficient, even though your intent wasn't the Shei Mitzvah, the person did not think the Shei Mitzvah. By Mitzvah the Rabbanan, one would fulfill the Mitzvah. By Mitzvah the Raisa, one would not fulfill the Mitzvah. And the person would need to actually redo the Mitzvah a second time with the proper Kavanah. We will see more details about this as we go along in this siman, which will take us a little amount of time. Have a good day.